Tomorrow is the 20th of October, and it is Diwali Day. And internationally, it is Diwali Day. And we were not so conscious about these things. Allah reward the ulama who made effort on these aspects. And so we mentioned this last night also. Very important to mention it again, that KwaZulu-Natal, KZN, Jamiat, the Jamiat of KZN, have taken out a very beautiful article, a nice little, not too long, not too short, of the harms of the celebrations of the Hindus. And many of us, especially in Natal, KwaZulu-Natal, where there are many more Hindu people and many more in the poorer areas where we are living close with the Hindus, or people who are living in flats, neighbors are Hindus, and interaction with those people. So with regard to that, and one major thing of their celebration is their fireworks, crackers, bursting of the crackers, and that the fireworks show how the lights, how it lights up everything. And all that, like for example, Bad Nazri, looking at other women, how it's enjoyable to a person. Other gunas, sports, entertainment, fashion, brand name, lifestyle, holidays, resorts, etc. All these things are enjoyable to a person. Like that, this fire shows, firecracker shows are also appeal to a person. But all this is not for us. This is like eating that stool and knowing it is stool and enjoying it on top of it. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. And for this year, this is people who live in close proximity with Hindus. And then many of us, we are living in close proximity with Christians. And in December, the Christmas lights which there are, or the Christmas tree. So many reports we get that Muslim people also have a Christmas tree in their houses. And it's lit up like that. And it's made beautified like that. And certain towns are known for beautifying the town hall, for example, or whatever else, with all the lights. That Christmas lights. And people, Muslim people, travel from town to town, from many towns far away. They go to certain places in order to go and see the lights. So these are all very, very dangerous. According, and Wifaqul Ulama have also taken out articles, very nice articles, very short. KwaZulu-Natal, that article is a little bit lengthy, not too long. It doesn't take time at all. But these are very short, but very effective to make us understand that, for example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Anyone who resembles, who imitates a nation, he is counted from amongst those people. And how many of us, the firecrackers, we also buy, and a sheer waste of money. And how expensive firecrackers are. And just going up in the air, just burning it out. Like cigarettes. Cigarettes also are expensive if you work it out. And all you are doing, burning your lungs, burning your health, destroying your life, destroying the life of others who are around you. So how shaitan makes us stupid and so foolish with all these things. We bring about our destruction with our own hands. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to understand these things. I had to mention this at the beginning. I forgot. I'll just mention it now before I forget. MashaAllah, the brothers from Mpangeni have come all the way. There is a Wifaq program taking place there in Mpangeni. And to invite to the program, they have come all the way specially. May Allah give us tawfiq also. That for the matters of deen, we are prepared to make these sacrifices. And we take out our time for the matters of deen. Today for dunya, people go for wedding invitations and to attend the wedding to foreign countries they go. And then how many wrong things have been done in the process also. Whereas even a walima, which is sunnah to attend, but if there's anything wrong, one time Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, was invited for walima. And walima, especially it comes in the hadith, if you are invited for a walima, don't refuse it, accept it. But for valid reason, then you can refuse it if it is there, if there's a valid reason. So when he approached the house, he heard some sounds. And that was duf, which they used to use in those days, a drum. And there are a lot of conditions, the ulama has explained what kind of a drum, etc. But he was of that caliber, he said that no, there is music there, I can't go. So the sahaba who were with him, they asked him, you were going for a walima dawat, and now you are turning away? He says, no, now it's not permissible to attend there. And he said that, man kathara sawad qawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever increases the numbers of any people, he is counted from amongst those people. At one time in Gangoh, where Hazrat Muhammad Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to be, there was also a very great Buzurg Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, who was really genuinely a very great Buzurg. But people were making Uras at his Qabar. Many of our great Buzurgs, the Uras that is being done, those Buzurgs, they did not involve in any of these things. The people started doing these things at the Qubur, at their graves. So there was Uras, and Maulana Mahmudul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to Maulana Gangohi during those days. So Maulana Gangohi became very upset. He said, during these days when the Uras is taking place, you have come. He said, I haven't come for the Uras. I've come to visit you. He says, but you are increasing their number. Just imagine that he's not going for that, but he's increasing that number. So during these days, when all these wrong things are taking place, to travel also, to increase the travel passengers, etc., we must be careful about that also. Then he ordered him to go back immediately. And he returned again without rest. And in those days they used to walk, not come by car, and you just drive back again, or come by train or something. Those were the days when they came walking. And his other friends who were there in Gangoh told him, at least have some breakfast. He said, my Shaykh said I must return. I can't even stay for a cup of tea. I can't stay for a gulp of water also. I have to return immediately. And walking back again, he went all the way to Deoband. So Allah Ta'ala save us from the imitation. And this is a common guna. And it appears also Allah knows best that Allah's azab that comes in this world comes also of two main reasons. Allah knows best. Right? One is tashabbu bil kuffar, to copy, imitate the lifestyle of the kuffar. And the other is ikhtilat bil kuffar wal fusaq, to mix with the wrong people. The people we know they are doing wrong, but still we freely mix with them. The dawahs we attend, the functions we attend, we mix with them freely. These are two reasons for, in spite of other good things that are in our lives, but because of these wrong things, Allah Ta'ala's azab comes. May Allah protect us all the Muslims of the world. Right? And Allah Ta'ala save us from the imitation of the kuffar and the imitation of the non-believers. And those people, Allah Ta'ala says so much in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu abaakum wa ikhwanakum awliya. Even your parents, even your brothers, your sisters, brothers, don't take them as friends. لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَبَاكُمْ وَإِخْوَانِكُمْ أَوْلِيَا إِنِ اِسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. If they prefer acts of kufr over the acts of iman. And today how we are all. So today we have to make a lot of tawbah. And very, very important, this beautiful example which by Firoz Mehman has given, that the gunas are all like stool and worse than stool. And a person eats them and he cherishes them. And he enjoys eating it. So we make a lot of tawbah. And this was the share of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his khulafa, that he spoke openly about these things. Today when you speak about these things, you are also regarded as an extremist. That you must just go with the flow. And today also, which is very common, is to have peace with everyone. So have peace with Rahman also, with Allah Ta'ala, and have peace with Shaitan also. You can't have peace with Allah also and with Shaitan. You are either on Allah's side or you're on Shaitan's side. One of the two sides. You can't be on both sides. Or unity. Keep unity with everyone. When you with these people, then speak like how they speak and act like them and live like them. And when you with the other people, then you like those people. You can't have unity like that. With you have to be on the one side. And then they say you are one-sided. You have to be one-sided. Right? When a person marries, he's one-sided. Now it's only for his wife. You can't be thou with other women also. And your old girlfriends, school girlfriends, make them also happy. And you make your wife also happy. It doesn't work like that. You only have to, the right for people, you have to make them happy. So it is a important, it's a very, very serious matter. It's a matter of our iman. Right? And we have to, it comes in the Hadith Sharif also. Anywhere in the world, presently or even in the past, presently or even in the future, whatever good is taking place, which Allah loves, and you happy about all that good, about Tabligh Jamaat, about Khanqahs, about Darul Ulooms, about all good work, which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with also. Then you get all that sawab also. And whatever wrong is taking place, took place in the past, will take place in the future, and you are happy with that, though you are not physically present there, but you are part of all that guna. Like unfortunately, how many of our youngsters, they told us themselves also, that British Premier League, part of that, they're following all that soccer, about the scores and all that. They are far from England, how far isn't it? But they are just following it all the time. So when you part or you're happy with it, you are part of it. Though you are not physically present. One of our good friends told that so much so that now there is a fantasy league, which is fantasy, it's not a true. You choose your own players and you play your own games in your mind. And he says that you get so occupied with it that your business you neglect also. You come home, you neglect your family also. But you are involved in those things. So Allah Ta'ala give us a pure life of Islam. And it is in this short life that we have got this chance to try and make up for this. And it is that we have to worry about our iman and to our parents and elders used to say, we are worried about our children's iman. Today we have to worry of our own iman also. And then the children, what about our children and the environment which is going? And we all must make lot of dua that Allah let the winds of hidayat blow. At the moment, everyone is just caught up in a spider web. How it catches the flies, etc. Whatever is there gets caught up in the web. Everyone is caught up like that also. And what sites people are going to and what we are looking at. But at the same time also, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. A mu'min is he who never loses hope. Allah's mercy is very great.